Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful to have you tune in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. Together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. Today we are going to explore some more of the information that is being given to humanity from on high. This information is revealing a powerful opportunity that is being presented to people around the world. If eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are going to manifest on earth in alignment with the unfolding divine plan, we all need divine intervention. Last month, during the full moon, we experienced a very powerful influx of light, which was associated with the vernal equinox, Good Friday, the Jewish holiday of Purim, and Easter. This month, we were once again blessed with an incredible influx of light during the full moon. This month, the celebration of Passover and the Wesak Festival provided an opportunity to empower the changes that we are all striving to make in our lives. For some time now, the Company of Heaven has been telling awakening humanity that one of the greatest needs of the hour is for us to attain our financial freedom. This is a vital and necessary facet of the divine plan. The viable solutions for all of the maladies existing on earth are beginning to flow from the realms of illumined truth into the hearts and conscious minds of humanity. In order to bring these powerful solutions into physical manifestation, awakened people need to have the financial support in order to bypass the old paradigms of greed and corruption that caused the problems of lack and limitation in the first place. At this time, humanity is receiving more assistance from the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to help all of us see the bigger picture for the divine plan that is unfolding day by day. With new clarity and understanding, we will be able to move through these seemingly tumultuous times with joyous expectations and hope instead of feeling fearful or overwhelmed. With the sacred knowledge pouring forth from on high, we will know that the light of God is increasing on earth in unprecedented ways, and that humanity is on the brink of the greatest shift of consciousness to ever manifest in the history of time. As you listen to the celestial messages and guidance I will be sharing with you today, know that I do not ever want you to accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Ask your I Am presence, your true God self, for guidance, and you will know in the deepest recesses of your heart if this information is truth for you, and if it will assist you in fulfilling your divine plan. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now, and that means that whether you are able to tune in with us live, or you are listening to this radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold by your I Am presence and the Company of Heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically. your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God, and with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of God expands and expands through the divinity within your heart. This divine love from the heart of our Father, Mother, God is now flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every precious person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love is spanning the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom over which this sweet earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, and all life evolving upon this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. During the very powerful days between April 12th and April 22nd of this year, the moon was involved in a rare combination of celestial alignments. These celestial events occur once every 1,000 years. These alignments are associated with the ascension energies necessary for our ascent on the spiral of evolution. They are a catalyst for humanity's upward shift of consciousness at a physical and spiritual level. These ascension energies that poured into the planet during that time are now being amplified by the Company of Heaven in order to accelerate humanity's awakening and the monumental shift of consciousness that is taking place on the planet right here and right now. To further the great empowerment of the moon's influence at this time, there will be two WESAC full moons this year, which is another very rare occurrence. The first WESAC full moon took place on April 20th at 6:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The second will take place on May 19th at 10:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Because of these rare celestial events, the days between the two WESAC full moons, which we are experiencing now, will provide humanity with an unparalleled opportunity to empower our visions, our goals, our hopes, and our dreams. WESAC is considered the most sacred of the Buddhist holidays. It embraces the birth, death, and enlightenment of the Buddha. This year, with the world focused on the events that are now taking place in Tibet, the collective cup of humanity's consciousness is providing a colossal open door through which the light of God will flow in unprecedented ways to move this planet and all her life forward a quantum leap. In addition to the individual things that we all have the ability to amplify during this time and that we are striving to co-create to improve the quality of our lives, the Company of Heaven is sending forth a clarion call to lightworkers everywhere, invoking action on behalf of humanity and all life evolving on this sweet earth. This clarion call is a call to action. This year, we will finally begin anchoring into the physical plane the first archetypes for the new earth. These are the archetypes that pulsate with the patterns of perfection for humanity's abundance and eternal peace. To help pave the way for the God-victorious success of this phase of the divine plan, which will take place August 16th through the 21st of this year, 2008, we are being asked to daily invoke the golden light of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace, specifically during these very powerful days between the Wesak full moons, and then to continue on until the fulfillment of the divine plan in August, if we have the heart call to do so. The beings of light in the realms of illumined truth have given us invocations and life-transforming guidance that will help us to prepare the way for the greatest influx of the frequencies of God's abundance and eternal peace that the world has ever known. Please listen to the inner guidance of your I Am Presence, your true God Self, and together we will do some affirmations. Empower the following affirmations through your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings on this sacred and holy day, and continue this activity of light, if you feel the heart call to do so, between the Wesak full moons until the 19th of May, and also until the archetypes for the new earth are to be anchored during that week in August. To begin, I'd like for you to breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Remember that you are unified in consciousness with light workers around the planet who are joining this very moment with you. Our efforts together will be amplified 1,000 times 1,000-fold, and our powerful force field of light will greatly accelerate the affirmations that we will invoke together now. Listen to your heart flame and be the open door that no one can shut. God's abundance is the path to eternal peace, and eternal peace is the path to God's abundance. Please visualize and affirm within the divinity of your heart, with me, the following affirmations with deep feeling. Again, I will state these in the first person, as we always do, so that we will each experience them personally and tangibly, but know that we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity as well. The golden flames of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God are now flowing through the cup of my consciousness into the heart of every evolving soul. This golden light is pulsating with frequencies of the fifth dimension beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. Contained within the golden flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. And contained within the golden flame of God's infinite abundance is eternal peace. I breathe in deeply, and I become one with this golden flame from the very heart of my Father, Mother, God. I am now entering the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. As I enter this sacred space on the holy breath, I am open and receptive to the impulses pouring forth from the heart and mind of God. The hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my God parents for the divinity pulsating within my heart flame to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My I Am presence rejoices in this divine edict and will now give me every possible assistance in manifesting the perfection patterns from the causal body of God in the physical plane of earth. I am now invested with the power to be a keeper of the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. My earthly bodies are being brought into perfect alignment, and the latent powers encoded within my heart flame are now being released. The abilities that I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating heaven on earth are being brought into a balanced state of true mastery within my heart flame. The immortal, victorious threefold flame within my heart now begins to expand and expand. The blue flame of divine power from my Father God empowers the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance in the hearts of all humanity. The pink flame of divine love from my Mother God directs the flame of eternal peace and abundance through every heart flame and floods the earth with this divine essence to bless all life. The sunshine yellow flame of wisdom from the child of God, the Christ within me, enlightens every mind to the divine truth that eternal peace and God's abundance are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. And all is well. I realize these are days of great acceleration due to the influx of light that is flooding the earth. The vibratory action of every facet of life is being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. The golden flame of eternal peace and abundance, now pouring through my heart flame, is assisting me to maintain balance through this process. This allows me to experience the bliss and joy of this moment and this monumental activity of light, involving Earth's ascension into the realms of perfection. I am now reaching into a new octave of my Godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes become blazing rays of light through which the light of God blesses all life. My hands become mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips become the instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters the world to love and serve all life. I now realize and accept my unlimited ability to do whatever I desire in order to establish and expand God's perfection in my world and the worlds of all humanity. Through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am a mighty balancing activity of light, pulsating in through and around every electron of life on Earth. Now, in the name of the infinite presence of God, I am, I call to my I am presence and the I am presence of all humanity. As one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy and vibration of pure divine consciousness, I affirm. Beloved I am presence, enfold me now in God's peace and abundance as I become an eternal golden sun of this divine light. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. I am an eternal golden sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and permanently sustained by Holy Grace. And so it is. I am eternally financially free. Now, moment by moment and day by day, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is available to me through God's infinite abundance. The universal laws, ask and you shall receive, and knock and the door will be open, are manifesting in my life now and forever. I revel in the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom and God's abundance. The company of heaven is rejoicing with me now as I reclaim my divine birthright and accept my eternal peace and the God supply of all good things into my life, right here and right now. Through all levels of divine consciousness, I now decree, I am, I am, I am. The eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light. I am, I am, I am. The eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light. I am, I am, I am. The eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and everything I require to assist me in my service to the light. In deep love and appreciation for my glorious gift of life, I now consecrate my heart and soul to be the open door for the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God until heaven on earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I continue breathing deeply and rhythmically as I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Precious ones, the beings of light have given humanity enlightening information and powerful tools that are specifically designed to help us reclaim the infinite abundance of God and to establish eternal peace in our lives and on earth. This information is available to everyone who reaches up in consciousness and connects with the realms of illumined truth through your I Am presence. In order to create a collective group effort, the beings of light have asked us to produce a CD and a booklet containing the guidance and the tools that are pouring forth into the hearts and minds of humanity. These tools have been available for the past several years. The CD titled Abundance and the booklet titled It Is Time for You to Be Financially Free are available on our website at a reduced price during this very critical time affecting humanity and the global economy. The booklet and the CD are compatible, but they're not the same. If you would like to have this added assistance from on high as you're working toward your financial freedom, you may order the CD and the booklet from our website, which is www.eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace, eraofpeace.org. All you have to do is go to our homepage and then click on the products link and then on the sales item link. I want to thank you with all of my heart for your willingness to be an instrument of God during this momentous time on planet Earth. Your service of light, I want to assure you, does not go unnoticed by our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven. The beings of light are now calling us all into action. At this very moment, there are patterns of perfection from the causal body of God that contain the practical solutions to every malady existing on the earth, solutions to our energy crisis, to global warming, to disease, poverty, aging, hunger, homelessness, war, and every other human miscreation. Unfortunately, there are souls in embodiment who, through greed and the inequitable distribution of money, have been able to suppress this knowledge and the knowledge of the solutions and the corresponding technologies that are available to us right now. This unbridled abuse of power is coming to an end through the invocation of light, of light workers all over this planet. This is not occurring by chance. It is happening because of tenacious and dedicated work that's taken place by the light workers over the past 100 years. Since the initial influx of light that occurred during harmonic convergence in August of 1987, lightworkers around the world have been magnetizing the fifth dimensional patterns of the new earth into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of this planet. Because of this selfless service to the light and the unprecedented assistance that we have been receiving from the company of heaven, we have at last reached a critical mass. This has created an unstoppable quantum shift that is lifting Mother Earth and all her life out of these distorted patterns of humanity's miscreations and into the patterns of supreme harmony and balance of the new Earth. The legions of light in the realms of illumined truth have said that this year, 2008, will go down in the annals of history as the cosmic moment when humanity's descent into poverty consciousness was reversed by the unified efforts of light workers everywhere. The beings of light have affirmed that this year in which humanity's ascent will occur into the infinite abundance of our Father, Mother, God. Through this acceleration of vibration, the archetypes for infinite abundance in our Father, Mother, God, the archetypes for the new earth, will be reclaimed and anchored in the physical plane as our divine birthright. During this momentous time, we will burst the paralyzing grip of our fragmented lower human consciousness. The grip that this aspect of our personality has had on us since the fall eons ago. This obsolete aspect of our personality has manipulated us for eons into believing that we are only our physical bodies and that the physical plane of Earth is all that exists. This fallen, fear-based level of our consciousness accepts the illusion of lack and limitation. It also believes that it has the right to do whatever is necessary in order to get what it wants, even if it means lying, stealing, cheating, or killing. All we have to do is observe the atrocities taking place all over the world to confirm this statement. This is a new day on planet Earth, however, and we have reached a critical mass of energy, vibration, and consciousness that is lifting us into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. Together, this year, we will co-create the new archetypes for humanity's abundance, and we will establish a new paradigm on Earth based on the infinite flow of abundance from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, and the influx of eternal peace that is the divine birthright for this planet. Through the unified efforts of lightworkers all over the world, our victory is assured. There are myriad aspects and different facets of this unfolding divine plan, and the knowledge associated with each of these facets is flowing into the consciousness of awakened lightworkers everywhere. What I'm going to share with you today is the facet of the divine plan that involves bursting the paralyzing grip of poverty consciousness and the co-creation of the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace. Since the inception of 2008, there has been an intensified cleansing and purging taking place involving money or the abuse of money anywhere on this planet. The global economy has been thrown into a tailspin, and the issue of money is becoming a major concern, even in the hearts and minds of so-called wealthy people. There is a very good reason for this. In response to the invocations of literally millions of lightworkers all over the planet, the light of our Father, Mother, God is now entering the core of purity that pulsates in every electron of poverty consciousness and every electron of energy that is based in greed, corruption, selfishness, and the abuse of power. As this light of God enters the core of purity, it activates the divine potential of God's infinite abundance, which has been dormant since humanity's fall from grace eons ago. When humanity's divine birthright of abundance and eternal peace is activated, it pushes to the surface every frequency of vibration that conflicts with these divine qualities from the heart of our Father, Mother, God. These human miscreations are now surfacing in our daily lives to be transmuted back into light. From outer world appearances, it looks like we're heading for global and economic collapse. It is true that financial systems and institutions that are based in greed or any other corrupt practice are being turned upside down. These institutions are doomed to failure, and this purification will wreak havoc in the lives of those who insist on continuing these obsolete behavior patterns of greed and corruption. This old paradigm conflicts with the patterns of perfection for the new earth, and it cannot and will not be sustained. It is very important for people to know, however, that it is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this cleansing process to take awakening humanity down the tubes financially. On the contrary, we have been given incredible tools to assist us with transmuting poverty consciousness. These tools are a sacred gift specifically designed to help each of us release the past and establish new patterns of prosperity consciousness that will quickly open us to the flow of God's infinite abundance. This sacred knowledge is flowing through every open door, and it is readily available to anyone who is willing to lift up in consciousness through their I Am presence and accept his or her reality as a beloved child of God. In addition to this divine intervention, we are now being asked to join with the Company of Heaven to co-create an outer world activity that will allow the light of God to flow into the planet in ways that we have never before experienced. It's very difficult to express the magnitude of this opportunity through verbal communication. So I ask that you listen to these words and take them in to the very divinity of your heart. Ask your I Am presence to reveal to you the truth of this message and to reveal to you what your part is in this divine plan. For clarity, I'd like to briefly share what has brought us to this cosmic opportunity. Every malady existing on Earth, in one way or another, is based on the fact that during our evolutionary process, humanity lost the awareness of the oneness of all life. This tragedy occurred eons ago when we made the fateful decision to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. There are myriad scenarios describing how this might have occurred, but for our purposes here, I will just say that there was a point in time when humanity chose to experiment with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in ways that conflicted with the will of God and the patterns of perfection in the causal body of God. Once this occurred, we began experiencing the results of our human miscreation. We were cast into negative and painful situations for the very first time. In order to minimize our pain, we voluntarily chose to close our heart chakras. Our hope was that this would prevent us from feeling with such intensity. To our dismay, this horrific act only complicated our problems. When we closed our heart chakras, we blocked the portal through which the divine love of our Mother God enters the earth. This forced the feminine aspect of our divinity to withdraw, and the love of our Mother God was reduced to a mere trickle of its original potential in the physical world of form. Prior to this disastrous event, the will, power, and authority of our Father God was always perfectly balanced with the divine love, adoration, and reverence for life of our Mother God. When the masculine and feminine polarities of our Father Mother God were perfectly balanced within us, we never abused or inappropriately used our power. We clearly understood the oneness of life, and we realized that to harm any part of life resulted in harming ourselves. When we began using our masculine power without the balance of our feminine love, we were catapulted into a quagmire of pain and suffering that we are witnessing around the world to this very day. Every single negative situation can be traced back to humanity's abuse of power, the lack of reverence for all life and the misunderstanding of our oneness. This is not about men versus women. It has nothing to do with our gender. It is about the balance of the masculine and feminine aspects of divinity which pulsate within every human being. It is true that men and women often abuse power in different ways, but we both abuse our power. When we are in male bodies and we choose to abuse our power, we usually do so by being aggressive, domineering, and often violent. When we are in female bodies and we choose to abuse our power, we usually do so by suppressing our power and by allowing ourselves to be dominated and oppressed. All we have to do to confirm this fact is observe the events taking place between men and women all over the world. The wonderful news is that since the influx of light that occurred during harmonic convergence in August of 1987, light workers around the world have been reversing the adverse effects of humanity's fall from grace and have been paving the way for the return of our Mother God. Through miracles beyond the greatest expectations of heaven, in 2007, we victoriously completed this facet of our divine mission. During the past two decades, the I Am presence of every evolving soul has opened the heart chakra of each one to full breadth and is now allowing the transfiguring divine love of our Mother God to flow through each heart flame in perfect alignment with that soul's individual divine plan. The heart meridian in the body of Mother Earth is now open to its original divine potential. And the love of our Mother God is flowing into every facet of life unimpeded for the first time since our fall from grace. The love, adoration, and reverence for life of our Mother God is once again balancing the divine will, power, and authority of our Father God. This blessed planet and all her life have now ascended into the initial frequencies of the fifth dimension. Now all is in readiness for the next critical phase of the divine plan. These miraculous events that I just mentioned were victoriously accomplished in the realms of cause. And now, through the deliberate efforts of lightworkers, they have been filtering into the world of effects day by day. We have finally reached a critical mass that will bring the patterns of perfection for the new earth tangibly into the physical plane. The beings of light, the entire company of heaven, have revealed to us that the first and most important patterns of perfection, the most important archetypes and paradigms to be anchored into the physical plane, will be the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. It is an irrefutable natural law that God's abundance and eternal peace are inseparable aspects of our Father, Mother, God. Without God's abundance, eternal peace will not be sustained. And without eternal peace, God's abundance will not be sustained. When we fully comprehend this truth, we begin to glimpse the magnitude of the opportunity that is being presented to humanity this miraculous year of 2008, a time of new beginnings. The facet of the divine plan, which is now being revealed to us by the company of heaven, involves every man, woman, and child on earth. This is true whether a person is aware of the plan or not. Since your I Am presence has brought this information into your conscious awareness, it means that you have a greater ability and a greater responsibility to work with the beings of light in bringing this activity of light to fruition. There will be several ways in which people will participate. The most important thing for us to consider is that we have all been preparing for lifetimes for this opportunity. We each have been trained by our I Am presence to fulfill a particular part of this divine plan. It is imperative that we ask our I Am presence for guidance. Then we must listen to the inner promptings of our heart to learn what our part of this divine mission is. Archangel Michael and the entire company of heaven are asking light workers around the world to respond to this clarion call. We are being asked to increase our service to the light. Then, in fact, this is why we were given the privilege of embodying on Earth during this auspicious moment of Earth's ascension. Lightworkers from all over the world are being asked to gather within the force field of Archangel Michael's focus of light, which pulsates in through and around the pristine beauty of Lake Louise and the exquisite mountains near Banff, Canada. Together, we will form a mighty transformer of light through which the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace will be co-created on Earth. We will serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity so that the I Am presence of every awakening soul will be able to manifest the archetypes of abundance tangibly in each person's life. This will open the flow of abundance and eternal peace in ways that we have never before experienced. This must be a joint effort. No matter how capable the legions of light in the realms of Lumen Truth are, or how committed these beings are to helping us reclaim our divine birthright of God's abundance and eternal peace, they cannot do this for us. They can only respond to our willingness to serve as instruments of God in the physical plane. But amazingly, once we respond to our heart's call and volunteer to do whatever it takes to be the open door that no one can shut, the floodgates of heaven open to assist us in our endeavors. These selfless messengers of God have been given permission by our Father Mother God to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. This means that the more light workers who respond to this clarion call, the more powerful we will be, and the more light the company of heaven will be able to add to this divine plan. The vehicle that will be used to gather light workers within the force field of Archangel Michael at Lake Louise in Canada is the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place over the anniversary of Harmonic Convergence, August 16th through the 21st, 2008. This life-transforming annual event has been taking place every year since Harmonic Convergence in 1987. This year will be the 22nd World Congress on Illumination. 22 is the master number that reflects power on all planes and the ability to change the course of history. The synchronicity of this event with the unfolding divine plan has been a work in progress for a very long time. I'm not going to try to motivate you to attend this event. Your I Am presence will reveal to you what your part of the divine plan is. Listen to your heart, and you will know. If you have the heart call to travel to Archangel Michael's focus of light to serve humanity and all life in this way, ask for assistance, and the floodgates of heaven will open to pave the way for you to attend this activity of light. Trust yourself and trust the company of heaven. Our website contains all of the information that you will need in order to participate in the 22nd Annual World Congress on Illumination. Read everything carefully and feel the elation pouring forth from the heavenly realms. After eons of time, the abundance of God and eternal peace are being established in the lives of awakening humanity. Now, there will be many ways in which lightworkers all over the world will participate in this unprecedented opportunity. Many will have the heart call to serve as the hands of God on behalf of all humanity, and they will travel to Archangel Michael's focus of light and become a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to co-create the new archetypes for humanity's abundance and eternal peace. Other light workers will be inspired to travel to various sacred sites on the planet and to anchor the new archetypes that are being co-created within the force field of Archangel Michael. They will anchor these archetypes like mighty acupuncture needles along Mother Earth's crystal grid system. Other light workers will gather in groups in their own locations to weave their light and love into the global activity of light. And still others will join in consciousness from the solitude of their own homes and sanctuaries. All of these ways of participating are vital to the success of this divine mission. The important thing is that you truly listen to your heart and respond according to your particular facet of this divine plan. No matter where you are guided to be, know that we are all one. Precious heart, your light and love are needed now. For detailed information on how you can participate in this wondrous activity of light, please go to our website, www.eraofpeace.org. Now, in conclusion of this sacred opportunity today, let's send forth our light and love in gratitude to our Father, Mother, God. Beloved Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart we came into being. And into your loving heart one day, when our service here on earth is through, we shall return. We thank you for the privilege of having life and for having a physical embodiment during this sacred time when the permanent golden age of spiritual freedom is being established on earth. We thank you for the gifts of light, of the violet transmuting flame, of eternal peace and God's abundance, so that all that is not of the light, which I, myself, or any others have created, consciously or unconsciously, in, through, and around the planet, will be purified and returned to light. Thank you for sustaining, through the legions of the ascension flame, the open door through which the sweet earth and all life evolving upon her will ascend into the octaves of perfection. To this end, we now individually and collectively offer our energies and our individual life streams as the Holy Grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the immaculate concept of the divine plan that we have invoked this sacred and holy week. Assist us, beloved Father, Mother, God, to harmonize our outer selves, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies through the grace of transfiguring divine love. And invest us with the power to magnetize and radiate the presence of our I Am divinity with every thought, word, action, or feeling we express from this moment forth. And so it is, beloved I Am. I want to thank you with all my heart for sharing this sacred hour with me today. I'm grateful for your willingness to be an instrument of God on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth. And I'm grateful for your selfless service to the light. Please join us again next week for another global activity that will add to the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential. God bless you, and be with me next week.